1960 was a period of great change in Tallahassee. There were the marches to integrate the lunch counters, the Congress of Racial Equality coming to Tallahassee from the activity of the Stevens sisters.
I left in 58.
You had left in 58. Okay. Did you get any sense before you left Tallahassee and went to the service that something was bubbling there, that there was a change going on?
We had a bus boycott when I was there. And I believe it was 57, 58. That most of the ridership of the transit bus system in Tallahassee was college students, and many of them FAMU, the route that came through, because few of us had cars. And so they were, we had to sit at the back of the bus. So we stopped it, and we turned a bus over on the campus.
You physically turned a bus over?
Turned it over.
How could you describe those
events? Just rocked it and rocked it until it turned over. And they arrested some of the people. I, being in ROTC, knew I couldn't get arrested, so I ran when the cops came.
What was the reason for the overturning?
Because of the segregated bus system that didn't allow blacks to sit up front. And if a white person got on and the bus was filled up, blacks would have to get up and stand up or get off the bus.
So there was a sense of acknowledging that that was unfair during your time there.
Yes. And so the push for integration started when I was at FAMU, but it didn't really reach its zenith until after I left. And as you can understand, the administration worked for the state, and they were afraid, and they discouraged. The students from protesting.
The Board of Control could have fired the president, the teachers, everyone.
Yes, except Dr. Bashful, who marched, did everything with everybody, and took us down as students to the Supreme Court, where the blacks had to sit in the balcony to listen to the arguments on the Virgil Hawkins case. And so this was, he was threatened with fire, being fired by the administration at FAMU because he was so militant, but he kept doing it.
So you observed Virgil Hawkins' proceedings before the Florida Supreme Court. What are your impressions of the man and of those moments?
Virgil was indefatigable. He was hell-bent on changing the system, not only for himself, but for all blacks. And he knew that he may not see the promised land, but he did that so people like me could do it. And he sacrificed himself, his career, his fortune, his family, and everything. And there were a lot of blacks that disagreed with what he was doing because they were fearful of what the white man said about Virgil. And they said some bad things about him. They treated him meanly. But he kept going back. He'd win, and they would appeal it, and he'd go back. And he'd win, and they would appeal it and reverse it, and the Supreme Court of the United States would tell the Supreme Court of Florida to admit him, and they would create some subterfuge and to keep him from going in. But he stayed the course, and he kept going. Virgil must have gone back to the Supreme Court 4 or 5 times in order to finally get the right. And what many people don't know is that after he won the right, they still were fighting him and didn't want him into University of Florida. He made a deal that I won't go to the University of Florida if you'll let other blacks go. So the fact that I got there, or George Stark got there, or Virginia Langston, who went to the medical school before me, was because Virgil cut a deal. I won't go if you let my black friends go.